In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior, the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Brothers and sisters, Jesus took only the three apostles closest to him, Peter and the two brothers, James and John, to climb a high mountain alone with him. They represented Jesus' inner circle. 6 days before, they and the rest of the 12 apostles were shocked by their master's announcement that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed, and on the third day be raised. He made this private announcement to them after Peter declared, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Jesus' shocking announcement was difficult to understand, let alone to accept. How could such a horrible event happen to their mighty master, the Christ, the Son of the living God? Peter even had taken Jesus aside to rebuke him and exhort him not to speak that way. He and the two brothers, James and John, were being prepared for key roles in the work of the gospel. Being three, they could give legally credible testimony of a most unusual event they witnessed on top of the mountain. The gospel records that Jesus was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Brothers and sisters, the change in Jesus' appearance before their very eyes seemed to cancel out what he foretold about being humiliated to suffer and die. His majestic shining glory asserted heavenly beauty and authority. It could not belong to a mere man. His human appearance was glorified. Two important Old Testament servants of God stood next to Jesus. They were Moses and Elijah. These were sent from heaven, where they are with all God's redeemed. Their appearance, talking with Jesus in his glory, was awesome and most fascinating. Moses had been God's servant who led his people out of Egypt. He also delivered God's instructions for the moral, spiritual, and civil conduct of his people. Moses was considered the highest-ranking prophet and leader of the Israelites. He represented the ideal leader and was its first earthly head at the foundation of the nation. Elijah had been another very important figure in Israel's history. He was God's faithful servant who valiantly rebuked the backsliding and unfaithfulness of the people and their corrupt rulers, which led to their exile. The heavenly scene on the mountaintop of glorified Jesus with two historically great prophets seemed to confuse Peter. Even though Moses and Elijah looked like normal human beings, he could not make a clear distinction between them and the transfigured Jesus. In this, we understand the divine objective of the event. Again, as usual, Peter becomes the spokesman of the three. With excitement, he makes an innocent yet ignorant suggestion. He addressed Jesus, saying, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." Brothers and sisters, Peter had good reason to enjoy the presence of Jesus along with Moses and Elijah. He was justified in wanting to lengthen that experience. His offer to make three shelters for the comfort of Jesus and the two prominent prophets was well-meaning. Yet he who had been blessed by the Holy Spirit to say to Jesus, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God," still did not realize that the Christ, the Son of the living God, is not to be equated even with the highest-ranking prophets of Israel. He still didn't fully understand the truth that he had uttered with his own mouth, saying that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. The glory on a mountaintop dealt with the discouragement of the three about Jesus' prediction of his sufferings and death. Also, Peter's profound confession of Jesus' deity needed an additional heavenly affirmation. Days before he made it, Jesus had asked Peter and the rest of the 12 disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" Interestingly, the answer was, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." So, the prophet Elijah was one of those with whom Jesus was identified. Now, Peter's offer to Jesus of three tenths indicated that he too confusingly identified Jesus as equal with the great prophets Elijah and Moses. So this confirms that Peter's confession that Jesus is the Son of the living God was indeed not his own personal conclusion, but rather divinely revealed to him. On the mountaintop, the same divine intervention that made him profess that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God, took place. This time, he was still speaking when, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." The Gospel adds, "When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were terrified. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, 'Rise, have no fear.' When they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only." Brothers and sisters, the heavenly message is clear. Jesus the Messiah is the Son of the living God. As such, he may not be equated even with the greatest and the most respected, true and faithful prophets. The fact that he humbled himself and took on himself the form of a human servant should not be misunderstood. He did so to make purification for sins, our sins. Still, as described in the Epistle to the Hebrews, he is the Son by whom the world was created. He is the radiance of the glory of God and the exact imprint of his nature, and upholds the universe by the word of his power. Moses, Elijah, John the Baptizer, and all the true faithful prophets were appointed to serve his coming and saving mission of our lost and condemned humanity. The announcement comes direct from God. "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." Hallelujah. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations, at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the blessed message of the Gospel. Amen.